Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tomorrow night, Thursday night at midnight is when bars and restaurants need to go to take out, carry out, pick up, curbside pickup only. We also, a few days ago, put in place a 50-person limit for events and social gatherings. Somebody's phone is ringing like crazy here. And so, based on the advice that we have gotten from the three medical systems, BJC, SSM, and Mercy Hospital, and because we know that we have an expanding number of cases in our region, we are going to implement social gatherings, recommend social gatherings going to no more than 10 people. We know that there has been community exposure to some folks. We believe that means there likely has been community transmission. We don't know all of that because we don't have enough testing, as you know. But we think public safety is first and foremost, and that we should reduce the size of public gatherings to 10. That will go into effect on Friday, tomorrow night, at the same time that bars and restaurants go to take out and carry out. You probably know that the three major car manufacturers are closing down their plants in North America, which is very serious. The 10 guideline for social gatherings of no more than 10 is, as I mentioned, recommended by the three health systems, also recommended by the CDC. So we think it's important to take that move. That's a very serious move, as we know, but we think it's important to be able to tamp down this spread of any virus. For the city of St. Louis, we will stay open to deliver essential services. We will continue to issue building permits and renew your driver's license. Our police department will continue to be on the street, our fire department, our corrections officers. We will, in the departments where it's possible, we will allow people to work remotely in order to reduce the size of people that are in our departments. Obviously, that doesn't apply to police, fire, corrections, but it does apply to a lot of the offices that are in City Hall or 1520 Market. The courts have closed, as you know, and are only the buildings are open only for people that have appointments. So we are continuing to see a reduction in people coming together. And we think that this moving to social gatherings of 10 or fewer is the prudent thing to do at this time. I see that you all are spread out here, which is all part of trying to be sure that we all stand apart and don't expose ourselves to one another. So.
All right, let's do questions one at a time.
Mayor, do you want to talk about the second confirmed presumptive positive case in the city of St. Louis? You tweeted that there's a potential for community exposure. Can you explain where people might have been exposed?
You know, I am not able to tell you where that individual works because of HIPAA. And but what I can tell you is that all of the people that work with that individual either have already been or are in the process of being contacted. And so that is all of what is called contact tracing. So figuring out where that person has been for the last few days and who he or she might have come in contact with. But we aren't, it's not in City Hall. That has been a rumor that has been circulating, and that has upset some employees. So it is not someone who works for the city of St. Louis.
Do you or anyone else, do you ask either of the two confirmed cases? SLU put out the information voluntarily that case number one was a SLU student. that might be helpful in letting people know. Have you
right.
asked this person? Can we release the information? Can we tell people?
The information.
They might know whether they, you know.
The information will come out, but it will be announced. It's just not going to be announced by us. We are in a position of not being able to tell you who this is or tell you any information that might allow you to identify who it is.
Yeah, how can you explain to the public how identifying a person's employment would identify the person? Some of these employers have hundreds, if not more, people working at them. How would just saying where they worked potentially identify them as a person?
Some employers have hundreds, some employers have a few. And it's just not our information to share, because the folks that the contact tracing has yielded will be contacted personally.
What about if they were out at a gas station or at a restaurant or
right.
walking in the park? What about those people? How do you know who they might have come in contact with?
That is part of contact tracing. An interview that says, well, where did you go? Did you go to the grocery store? Did you go here? Did you go there? Did you, you know, that is part of contact tracing. But we do know that when there is community exposure, that there can be community transmission. And so we are doing things. I talked with a couple of grocery stores this morning. We're going to be posting some signs that say, hey, don't bunch up in this line as you're waiting to check out. Spread out. And so all of that is really trying to portray to the public that this is a serious situation and we all need to take it seriously and respect the boundaries.
Could you comment on, and not to pick on you, but there's a concern that a lot of people take HIPAA too far, that it's a law that restricts healthcare providers, not mayors, from talking about such things. And you might be, while you're bounding a deference for the employer who has an employee sick, you could argue you're sliding the public interest to know, hey, I better avoid that area.
That I understand that question. It's just not my information to share. And I don't think if it were one of your family members, you would want me to share that information. I think that we have to try to respect the privacy of individuals, because we will contact everyone who we can trace back to a contact with that person. That's all part of the public health process. And if I begin disclosing people's personal information, well, I just won't get the information then.
Well, we disclose every day that someone has a health problem around the city. They were shot on this street or
mm-hmm.
that, or there was a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
This is an even greater threat. Why shouldn't people know, hey, here's a hot spot, avoid that area?
Mm-hmm.
But the media is also not considered HIPAA cover entities. So because we're HIPAA cover entities, we have a federal obligation to adhere to the rules and regulations that have been established as it relates to private protected health information. Violation of that results in serious penalties for the city of St. Louis, and we cannot afford that. In addition to that, our greatest interest is protecting the health of individuals in our community.
Mayor, you mentioned the person does not work for City Hall.
Right.
This is sort of a part of a broader question. Has anyone who works here been tested? And I ask that because I don't know about other newsrooms, but we are being deluged with people saying, I don't know if I should go to work. They're making us come to work, and my coworker's being tested. You know, how can they make us come to work when they don't know whether this person has it? And they're sending us their emails or notices from, you know, come to work unless you're notified by your supervisor.
If you're sick, stay home. And I'm going to say that again. If you are sick, stay home.
But what about other workers who wonder about someone who's being tested?
Whether or not they should stay home, or whether they work at.
So I'll take this one.
Thanks.
So the health department does, whenever someone screens positive or someone that's being evaluated for COVID-19 or other reportable communicable diseases, we make sure that individual is contacted, as well as other people that may have been exposed. So for the city of St. Louis, we work with our department of personnel to establish criteria and protocols to ensure that one individual's information is protected, but also to make sure that the health department has the information so that we can do our job to make sure that any other individuals that may have been exposed can also be linked to treatment and monitored properly.
So just because someone you work with may be being tested does not mean you need to stay home?
That is correct.
Dr. Eccles, can you talk about this most recent presumptive positive case? Can you tell us when they got tested and where they got tested?
I can tell you that they were tested this week, but I'm not going to tell you where they were tested.
What was it, at like a private
lab? I'm not going to tell you where they were tested.
Would you like employers to voluntarily tell the information we're asking here for the greater good?
So each employer has to establish a protocol, one, to protect, that protects the health information of their employees, but also make sure there's protocols in place to make sure the individuals that have been exposed are also notified properly.
This is for you, Mayor. The, regarding the restrictions on gatherings of no more than 10, have you been in contact with mayors of other cities, other entities in the state of Missouri? Do you expect this to be a bigger push? I mean, the president mentioned this a few days ago. One. Two, how will it be enforced? And three, for how long?
Kansas City has already, they went a couple of days ago to 10 people. I have spoken with County Executive Page, who is in concurrence with this, and he'll make his own announcement at the time. We are all talking. Everyone is sharing ideas and sharing information because this is new ground for everyone. We are trying to act in the best interest of the public. That's our responsibility, and that's why we are going to gatherings of no more than 10 tomorrow night.
For how long?
Oh, for how long? We don't really know the answer to that, quite truthfully. If we put all these things in place, the medical professionals tell us that it will reduce the curve. You've heard that. I don't think we know for how long. It is will be reevaluated every day. Every day it seems that I'm coming out here and telling you something a little different. I wish that were not the case. I wish that we knew all these answers right now and I could tell you and the public exactly what to expect, but we don't know.
Until further notice.
Correct.
Mayor, can you talk about the efforts the city is doing for the homeless population, efforts at our shelters in the city, what
yes.
you are doing?
Yes. First thing we're doing is more outreach. We really don't want people to be on the street. That's true now and 365 days a year. So we want to get them into shelter. For those people that are in shelters, they are trying to spread people apart more. Our Director of Human Services has acquired some additional beds, folks that are able to add some beds in order to be able to accommodate people that we might be able to get into shelter. We are even in conversations with hotels and motels. I'm getting a report on that at 5 o'clock tonight. But we are looking in all directions to try to get anyone who we can persuade to come off the street to do so. The other thing that we've done that many of you have probably seen, we have placed soap and water hand washing stations, about 10 or 11 of them, around downtown and downtown west primarily. Because washing your hands with soap and water for 20 seconds, I know people are sick of hearing this, but just hear it one more time and do it. It is better than hand sanitizer. And don't touch your face and all those sorts of things. So with regard to homeless, we're trying to get folks into shelter. You all know that is a challenging situation. Not everyone wants to go into shelter, but that is our mission, is to get them into shelter and to be able to spread them out.
Mayor, I just have one more easy question, I hope. San Francisco, a city of 7 million, is on shutdown. At what point, what thresholds would have to be crossed here for you to say, corporations, tell your people not to come downtown, tell the residents to stay in their homes? What would be the trigger for that here?
We hope that by taking the steps that we're taking now, that we don't get there. It would be more evidence of community transmission, more cases, and we would rely on our three top medical systems here and Dr. Eccles in order to make that decision. But we hope that that does not occur.
Are you aware the federal HIPAA restrictions have been taken back?
No.
The president and the federal regulations have been relaxed.
I'm not going to be the first elected official to break HIPAA regulations. And this information will come out. I know you want to know, and I know the public wants to know. But I'm not going to be the first mayor to stand up here and out an individual. I just don't think that's a responsible thing to do.
All right, we're going to do like two more questions.
Can you clarify in your tweet, you said that the person went to work while showing symptoms. How do you know that? And can you talk to the public about what they're supposed to do? I mean, if they have one symptom, if they have no...
If you're coughing and you have a runny nose and you have a fever, for goodness sake, stay home. I bet everyone in this room has, at one time or another, gone to work with a cold, gone to work sick. I certainly know that I have. But today, I wouldn't do that.
But we're understanding that this presumptive positive case seems to think that they didn't have the symptoms. So I'm just trying to understand where the information from the city is coming from that they did have symptoms and continued to go to work.
So again, the health department, we do very thorough investigations for all cases that are reported to the health department. And so we do, again, ask them a series of questions, and we obtain information directly from the source. So I'm not sure what your source is, but we get it directly from the individual. And so we have to act on that information.
All right, Casey, last question.
Well, I just want to ask you, given what you need from the governor, we've seen a lot of pushback from our local restaurants and bars and things. Want him to do more for them. Do you want him to do more?
I want our state to do more. I want our federal government to do more. There are a lot of people out there that are hurting, small business owners, workers that are now out of work, of course. And you're probably following what's happening in Washington, D.C. We need direct aid to people. We need direct aid to companies. Everyone is being economically really devastated. Nevertheless, we have to go with health and science first. So,
all right, thanks.
Thank you all.
Appreciate you all coming.